Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Big Fish, Small Pod. I'm Andrew Berdahl. Today is April 29th. The Marlins have just swept the Washington Nationals, and the Marlins will face today a new opponent for all practical purposes. The Seattle Mariners haven't faced the Marlins since 2017. But this is a daunting matchup. There's a lot to catch up on with the Mariners. I haven't had nearly the time for that, but like taking a quick look at their roster, they have a few real solid hitters like Jesse Winker and Adam Frazier. Julio Rodriguez, obviously an exciting talent. Logan Gilbert, like a rising pitcher. So it's not like the Marlins won't have their work cut out for them. It's just there's no way to know the direction it could go in. The Marlins could see video Matt Brash decide they want to ambush him right out the gate. Or they might take a step back and wait and see what's out there. Kind of some later offense. So it's hard to get too ahead of that, and Fish Stripes Live will really go more in depth leading up to the game, and you can anticipate a preview right up at Fish Stripes again later today. But for now, what I have for you is a look at the Marlins minor league system. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp really is like loaded at the top with talent. In the heart of their order, they have like Elwin Diaz, and Peyton Burdick, J.J. Blade, and they're really getting, like, the heat of it, like, middle of the order, and all three players, when I was looking at their stats, they had 13 walks each, but, like, all three of them showing, like, discipline, showing that they're in it at the plate, that they, like, that their eye is there, even if their, like, bat maybe isn't quite there in results. At least like J.J. Blade with like a 608 OPS isn't exactly knocking on the door and like pushing through the door, but these three players potential to grow and develop still, along with their like current presence, just like getting just pushed as hard as you can in the minor leagues by opposing pitchers, being that they're like kind of like at the corners with them and walking them, tells us that like these are like gamers of hitters. They can be in an at bat and have a vision for it, and they're taking their developmental steps now to be like better in the future. But it's seeming like Diaz could at least belong for the moment. It seems like Burdick could belong for the moment. They're both like showing some power in their game and have like decent other numbers, and the AAA team is also like supplemented with like these guys like Charles LeBlanc, Eric Gonzalez, Willens Astudillo. What we're talking about is like a solid core of like your like minor league, major league veterans that can like fill in your infield spots. If, as Eli Sussman predicts, the Brian De La Cruz will be one of the roster cuts made when the rosters are cut down on Monday, then you have like a solid outfielder there too that is like an easy call-up without even worrying about the development of your like Blade, your Burdick. So the AAA team is in like a great position to contribute, and there's like a solid like B team, so to speak, forming there, really. And, I mean, I'm not going fully into it, so, like, don't take a slight as, like, really just a result of my ignorance. Looking, like, deeper into the minor leagues, like, obviously, Jupiter Khalil Watson is, like, really showing that he can do it better than his peers, and that he deserved to be, like, a top pick in the draft last year, and he's, like, just, like, barely 19, and he's driving home runs, he's been unstopped on the bases, he's leading the team in batting average, home runs, plate appearances, and seemingly, like, above it all at the level, but he is showing that he's still prone to the strikeout. Which is one of those things that, like, it gets tricky in the minor leagues. Like, as much as you're looking for your hitters to produce with your pitchers, you're looking for them to be striking out the opposing hitters. So, like, as teams develop their rosters in the minor leagues, you just kind of, like, filter up your high strikeout pitchers that are really good at getting just anyone out. Using the game of it, really. Obviously, like, Khalil Watson has the tools to stay up there with anyone, but it becomes that, like, ability question. Quicker and quicker as you go up the minors. So it makes sense to kind of keep him where he's at for now. Maybe a promotion this year would make some sense. Maybe two promotions this year if, like, things, like, really sustain like this. If we're looking at, like, August and he's just, you know, where he could be. Maybe something as far as, like, ceiling shattering of the lower to upper minors might be in the equation for him. But for now, like, the Beloit Skycarp roster seems to be, like, pretty held down, really, with, like, Victor Mesa. He's actually getting the most plate appearances on this team. And he's also the youngest player. He's been, like, this excellent athlete this whole time, and he's been handling his workload better than his peers, and he's at least hitting in the neighborhood of the league. Not outstanding results yet, but he's still 20 and still hanging in there. That's, like, a player that we're being, like, patient with, and we've, like, been patient with. So that's always been his developmental path, just to, like, take a patient approach to it and watch the ascent, and he's seeming like a potential contributor in the major leagues based on that. Otherwise, on that roster, Davis Bradshaw has, like, really, like, taken a step up. He's batting, like, .378 in, like, admittedly, like, 42 plate appearances, but he did, like, cameo at AAA last season, and he's mostly played in that lower minors since 2018, and he's already matched his career high in home runs with one this season, but with, like, just, like, a bit of imagination of what this, like, potential growth could be. If he's hitting, like, 4 home runs, he'll have shown that he's, like, actually really substantially grown as a hitter. So something to keep an eye on with him. Worth noting as well, when I did this research, Nassim Nunez, Will Banfield, and Victor Mesa were all actually hitting .115. Different teams, being, like, the Skycarp, and then for Mesa, the Blue Wahoos, but worth note. Also really worth note on the Blue Wahoos, Gerard Encarnacion. He's repeating AA, and he's already really outpacing 2021 in terms of home runs, 6 and 77 plate appearances. And if he stays on that pace, he'd more than double his total from last year. Maybe there's some effect going on where he's getting more respect at the plate, but his K to strikeout to walk ratio is more like a 2-to-1 than like a 4-to-1 in the past. So he's getting more out of each and every at bat and seems primed to test AAA. Anyhow, for Big Fish Small Pod, I've been Andrew Werdahl. Today, Seattle Mariners, be there.